as I welcome you to another moment around God's Word and prayer, I just want to say that I'm so grateful that the God we serve, who revealed himself through his Son, Jesus Christ, and has given us his resurrection spirit, I'm just so grateful today that the people he uses are not restricted to the popular or to the self-confident or to the outgoing. I mean, if that was the case, I wouldn't be doing this today. But I'm so grateful that God can take us as we are and with the power of his Holy Spirit, make us more than we could be alone and help us to change the world around us. And this is why Gideon is such a case study that is helpful for us today. And we're going to be spending the rest of the week looking at Gideon's calling and how God raises him up and uses him. And there's so much to identify, and there's so many principles here in how God does call and raise us up in spite of our limitations. So I invite you in this journey. We're walking through the Bible, and we're in the book of Judges, and one of the judges that God raises up to restore his people is Gideon. Right now, however, the people of Israel in the Promised Land had turned their backs on God who had given them this land. They were serving demons and idols and had just given into the pull of the world. And it says in verse 1, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites. So Judges 6 introduces us to the enemy that Israel had fallen prey to. And in the next few verses it says, especially the Midianites were very cruel, and they were destroying Israel's crops. So they were, in essence, slowly starving Israel to death. And verse 11 says, the angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to keep it from the Midianites. And when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. Well, there's immediately two problems with this picture. I mean, what's the first thing that's wrong with this picture? What do in a wine press? You crush grapes, make wine, right? Instead, Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press because he was trying to hide from the Midianites. So here's Gideon. The first thing we see is that he's hiding. He's in fear of his enemy, and he's hiding from the Midianites. He doesn't look very courageous. The second thing that's wrong with this picture is that God says to him, as he's hiding in fear, trying to eke out some food for the day, he said, the Lord's with you, mighty warrior. He doesn't say, the Lord's with you, Gideon. He said, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. And isn't it true? He doesn't look like a mighty warrior here. But God calls us. God starts by calling us what he wants us to become. He did this with Peter. He said to Peter, as fickle as Peter could be, he said, his name was Simon. He said, I'm going to call you Peter, which means a rock, a stone, a rock. And, if I was going to rename Peter, I'd probably call him gravel, but because that's what he was like. But God calls him a stone, a rock, so that he could upfront call him what he was going to make of him. This is what God's going to do with Gideon. I'm amazed 1 Corinthians starts out by Paul saying, to those of you who are saints or set apart for Christ. And then by the halfway through that letter, you go, these people aren't acting like saints at all. But God calls them what they're going to be. God calls you his child. God calls you his mighty warrior, no matter how you feel. This is where God always starts with us. Then verse 14, the Lord turned to him and said, go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? Pardon me, my Lord, Gideon replied. But how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. And all of us know what it's like to have those insecurity meltdowns. But the problem with our insecurities is they focus on what we don't have. But God's call is always going to connect us with what he has given us. And then in addition, he'll say, and I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to be strong in your weakness. And so God says to Gideon, Go in the strength you have. What has God put in your hand right now? What has God given you as a strength? Your insecurities will always focus on what you don't have, but God's going to refocus you on those just one or two things that you do have going for you right now. Where he's put you, the opportunities he's given you, even crises, the opportunities you can find in a crisis or a problem. Go in the strength you have, he says, for I am with you. Verse 16, after he said, but I'm the least in my clan, the Lord answered, I will be with you, and I will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive. There are enemies that the Lord wants to defeat through your influence today. And it's not you focusing in your self-talk on all the reasons you're not qualified and all of the things you don't have. It's God saying, I want you to rise up in the strength you have, get past all your lack of qualifications, and understand I'm with you, and I love people so much that I'm going to raise you up and use you. Father, thank you that you love the people around us so much that you can even use us, that you want to use us for the sake of people you love, for the sake of the enemy losing ground. Lord Jesus, we don't often feel very qualified, but we thank you. You qualify us by your Spirit and by the conversations you lead us to and the wisdom you give us and the faith you put in our hearts when we pray and the courage you put in our hearts to step out and volunteer for a ministry. My God, help us. Help us to get over ourselves and focused on you, we pray. And we thank you that you're bigger than our insecurities. And we give you praise that you're not limited by what limits us. In Jesus' name, amen.